For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. There's nothing new about cover versions of Beatles songs, but the local band Organissimo has decided to create jazzy renditions of some of your favorite Beatles tunes. I talked with Jim Alfredson about Organissimo's new soulful tribute to the Fab Four. Has Organissimo been playing Beatles songs for a while?
We've been playing covers for a while. We actually started, the band started in November of 2000, and it started as a vehicle for my own compositions and our guitarist at the time, Joe Gloss, his compositions. And we used to write together all the time, and we wanted something to feature those songs that we were writing. And so we stayed away from covers for quite a long time. In fact, our first five records, between the five of them, there's maybe two or three covers on them. And you know, we did like a Frank Zappa tune, and a couple of Frank Zappa tunes, actually. And that's about it. Most of those CDs are all originals. So for us to do a bunch of covers was kind of a new thing. And we really hadn't recorded any Beatles songs before. We had started to toy around with doing them live when the current guitar player came in, Larry Barris.
When you first came up with this idea for this CD, was there one Beatles song that you most intensely wanted to include?
Definitely Taxman, which opens up the record. I remember as a kid putting on Revolver for the first time and hearing that count off, and then that iconic bass line comes on, you know. And I definitely wanted to do that tune, but we didn't want to do any of these songs just as like straight covers, you know, instrumental covers. We wanted to do our own arrangements. And so on that particular one, I had the idea of taking that bass line, which is so iconic, but then removing a beat. So it's actually in the time signature of 7/8 instead of 4/4. And it's the same line, but we just removed one note, essentially. And that just gave it a whole different character. And from there, the arrangement just kind of wrote itself.
One song I want to talk with you about is While My Guitar Gently Weeps, and here's what I like about it. Larry Barris plays the guitar line that we're all familiar with. Let's hear a little of that. Then, Jim, you play that famous guitar line on keys, and it's interesting to hear your interpretation of that guitar part.
Just do straight covers, so a lot of these arrangements came up in the studio itself, and we were lucky enough to be able to record in my own home studio and save a lot of money that way. And so we could experiment, you know, we could take our time and say, okay, let's try this, or let's see if this works. And that tune, actually, now that I think of it, we started playing that live in Grand Rapids about a year ago, and it was completely off the cuff. I started playing the chords. We didn't even discuss it. I just started playing the chords, and Larry fell into the melody, and then I naturally took the melody on the bridge, and that's just how it worked. So that particular arrangement came up, you know, on a gig, really, not even in the studio.
Now, most of these songs are easy to recognize, but you also included the less widely known Dig a Pony. Tell me about choosing that song.
You know, I had a girlfriend in high school whose favorite album was Let It Be, and she really loved that song, and I had really not gotten into that record, you know, as a young man, until we started dating, and I started listening, because it was kind of, you know, a kind of an outlier in their catalog, you know, with the Phil Spector stuff going on. But that song just kind of stuck with me, and it was one that I thought, has anybody really covered this before in a jazz context? You know, lots of people have done, you know, Michelle or Yesterday's or things like that, but nobody's really done Dig a Pony, and it lended itself kind of naturally to a jazz 3-4 feel, like a jazz waltz.
We're talking with Jim Alfredson of Organissimo. He and bandmates Larry Barris on guitar and drummer Randy Marsh have put out a new CD of Beatles songs called B-Threedles, a soulful tribute to the Fab Four. I need you to explain the B-Threedles part to people who aren't familiar with the keyboards you play.
Sure. It's actually a really, really bad pun that's so bad it's good. And Larry came up with it, and we all groaned, and then we thought, you know, this is so bad, it's actually funny. I play an organ called the Hammond B3, and the Hammond B3 is the most popular of the Hammond organs. Hammond Organ Company, you know, started in the 30s and continues to this day. And the B3 is kind of like the one that everybody knows. The Hammond B3 is in gospel music, it's in blues, it's in rock, it's in jazz. And, you know, to use the B3 in B-Threedles, just reverse that E in Beatles and make it a 3, it was too good to pass up.
The 3 looks like a backwards E.
Exactly.
That's, okay. Within You, Without You gets an appropriately jazzy, if hippy-dippy, interpretation here.
Yeah. That was another one that I really wanted to do, because I wanted to do something that harkened back to the experimental, you know, the experimenting that they did in the studio and the psychedelic nature of their music in the later years. That was created wholly in the computer. I took the drummer and I asked him to play the drum groove from Tomorrow Never Knows, and I just looped that. You know, took like 4 bars of it and looped it in the computer. And then over the top of that, I played the melody actually on a modern Hammond organ that allows me to do pitch bends, because you can't do pitch bends on the Hammond B3. So it gives it a really strange sound, because for people that are used to the sound of the B3, that's what it sounds like at first, and then all of a sudden it does this weird pitch bend, and it's like, uh-oh, we're going into, you know, psychedelic territory here. And then we had a couple percussion players come in and play on it, including Mike List doing tablas, and Bill Witz doing what he called extraneous percussion with all sorts of different sound effects. And then Larry on guitar is doing this rhythm part that just kind of floats around your head. And a lot of it is synthesizers and that drum loop, you know, just banging away. And it's really wacky. I had a lot of fun putting it together.
Was it hard to obtain the rights to record Beatles songs?
It's actually pretty easy. There's a website called Harry Fox. And they have a sub-site called Songfile. And you can go there and look up pretty much any song ever written, and if they represent it, which they represent most, I would say they represent like 95%, then you just pay the fee through them. You know, they ask you how many CDs you're making, how long the song is, and you can tally them all up and just pay the fee, and it's fine. You don't have to seek any special rights from the writers. As long as you pay the licensing fee, it's all good.
Now, the cover I want to ask you about, because local caricature artist Dennis Preston did the artwork in the style of the Beatles' Revolver cover. I really like that.
Yeah, that was an idea that I came up with late one night, trying to think of what we could do on the cover that would be reverent to the songs that we were covering. And the first name that came to mind once I had the idea of recreating the Revolver cover was Dennis. When I approached him about doing it, he was thrilled. And actually, about a month went by between the initial contact and, you know, me getting the music around and all that. So I didn't contact him again about it. And after about a month, he contacted me. He said, "Are we going to do this or not? Because I'm really excited about it." I said, yes, let's do it. And he did such a fantastic job. He whipped that out in about a week, I think. And he took all these little photos from us, you know, that were on Facebook, and put them in there, and really spent a lot of time on it over the course of the week. And when he sent me the first initial rough draft, it was beautiful.
One other artwork question. Apple Records, of course, famously had an apple on the record label. You have a pear on your CD.
Well, I was trying to figure out, again, a way to be reverent and yet kind of funny. And I went back and forth with my wife. I'm like, should we use like an orange, you know, apples and oranges? That would be kind of funny. Or should we use, you know, like a grapefruit or, you know, something? And I didn't want anything that was too suggestive of anything else. So I thought the pear would be kind of funny because it looks like an apple. So at first you're like, oh yeah, oh wait, it's not an apple, it's something else.
Jim Alfredson of Organissimo. The band has a new CD out of Beatles songs. It's called B3dles, a soulful tribute to the Fab Four, the B3 in honor of the B3 Hammond organ. They'll be playing at Jazz Tuesdays at Moriarty's Tuesday night at 7 at a CD release party. Jim Alfredson, thank you.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl. Thank you.